when entering the masjid will receive divine protection from shaitan for the entire day. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As reports that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would enter the masjid, he would read the following dua: A'udhu billahi al-azim wa biwajhihi al-kareem wa sultanihi al-qadeem min ash-shaytani rajim. So we just have to learn the middle part. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, we know. We start with A'udhu billah, but we add these words in between: A'udhu billah al-azim wa biwajhihi al-kareem wa sultanihi al-qadeem min ash-shaytani rajim. Very easy dua to learn, and one will gain divine protection from shaitan for the entire day. When entering the masjid, make intention for nafil i'tikaf, for as long as you are in the masjid, inshaAllah you will get rewards. Make salam to those in the masjid, provided they are not engaged in any ibadat. However, if they are engaged in salah, then one should not disturb and one should not make salam. Perform 2 rakats of tahiyyatul masjid when entering the masjid, as long as it's not a makruh time for performing salah. People maybe by mistake, they don't take note of the sunrise, zawal, sunset times. So many places we find, yesterday I went for Jummah in one place, it was exactly zawal time, someone was making sajda at that time. So you can't make sajda, you can't read salah, even at that time you can't even read the janazah salah too. So, can't perform any salah at that time. Then, from after Fajr salah till sunrise and 15 minutes after sunrise, you cannot perform any nafil salah. Between the Asr and the Maghrib salah, one cannot perform any nafil salah. So, we should keep this in mind. Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when any of you enters the masjid, you should perform 2 rakats of salah before he sits. One should not do any business transactions in the masjid, whether it is on the phone, WhatsApp, or discussing. There's a hadith that will come just now. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a time is soon to come upon the ummah when people will discuss worldly affairs in the masjid. Do not sit with such people. Do not sit with such people, for Allah has no need for them. Now imagine a person came to Allah's house and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says they discuss worldly affairs. Allah doesn't need them. In his house, they're getting thrown out of Allah ta'ala's mercy. Allah save us and protect us. We work on this, inshallah. We work on it. Sometimes someone comes, says, you know a certain mechanic got this problem in my car, man. So we end up talking about it in the masjid. Or we have some health issue, so we discuss it. So all these things to keep in mind, inshallah. Anything that's worldly, a worldly affair related to the world, not to deen, directly or indirectly, something that is a deeny matter. Sometimes we're discussing deen. Masjid, for example, we need to do something in a masjid, but it's linked to deen. So that's different. Madrasa, maktab, deeny work, charity work, whatever is discussed in a masjid is different. But something that's like a personal matter, someone's house, someone's car, and we discuss it in the masjid, this should be left out. All of us should try and put some attention on this, inshallah, so we can correct ourselves. So one should not carry out business transactions in the masjid. Also, people have become relaxed taking phone calls in the masjid. Those phone calls, most of the time, is not dini related. It is all person is taking a phone call, even if he's quietly and he's talking on the phone. So to keep this in mind, either by message or by phone. Do not make announcements for lost items. Here also we find great negligence. People, sometimes they come to you Jummah time, someone left their glasses in the wuzu khana, expecting you to announce it. So you cannot announce any lost item in the masjid. One should not raise one's voice in the masjid and make a noise in the masjid and in the area surrounding the masjid. This is important. Here again, we need to pay attention to this. Area surrounding the masjid, example, the shoe area, the wuzu khana area, next to the windows of the masjid. So the area surrounding the masjid shouldn't become a disturbance for those people that are engaged in ibadat inside the masjid. So there are a hadith here. One hadith, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu saw 2 people and He told one Sahabi, go bring these two people, they're talking. He asked them, where are you from? So they said, they are from Taif. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, had you been from the people of Medina, Munawwara, in other words, I give you the benefit of the doubt, you haven't learned this. So I give you the benefit. People here, they should know. But you, I give you the benefit, you don't know. I would have punished you severely. You are raising your voices in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I said, I'm not saying I'm not guilty, and each one should think in himself, in his own heart, that we make mistakes, we make istighfar, ask Allah for forgiveness, but put some attention on this now. Keep it in mind, how I can correct this and how I can rectify this. And likewise, there are other ahadith also regarding speaking in the masjid. Switch off the cell phone when entering the masjid so it doesn't become a disturbance to those engaged in performing salah and other ibadat. We have spoken many times about this. Taking videos and making photos. The masjid is not a tourist attraction, not a museum. The masjid is not a museum where a person comes now and starts doing some sightseeing and this calligraphy, this wall, contours and aesthetics and so many things he's looking at. Unfortunately, this has become now the in thing now. You know, you're visiting the masjid not to make ibadah, to see the carpets. Oh, how your carpets are. Oh, how you did your windows. How you did your wuzu khana. Someone had in Turkey, there's a masjid, forest themed masjid. In the front of the wall, they got a waterfall picture. They got like their grass mats as a musalla. And they got like the minbar is made like in a very different way. So this wasn't the object of the masjid. That is why you see the masjid started with sand floors, with unbaked bricks, with palm trunks, to show us, you know, object of the masjid wasn't the building. As we explained previously, that according to the houses of people, then the masjids were built. At that time it was like that, simple houses, so the masjid was built simply. So according to the time, the masjid will be built. But now the whole object now mustn't become the building. That is why the ulama are saying are using public funds to decorate the masjid. Doing like very, very expensive calligraphy. Now it's become very, very common. This masjid is 25 million rand masjid. This masjid is a 50 million rand masjid. It's 100 million. People take pride in this. That wasn't the object. That wasn't the object. Like Mufti Sahab says, say Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahab, people used to take him around, go to the game reserves. He say, yaha log mujhe janwar dikha rahe hain. You know, they're showing me animals. Mujhe kuch aadmi dikhao. Show me a man. Show me a man of deen. I can benefit from him. But we're saying, look at the walls. Look at this. Look at the sound system. Allahu Akbar. What a sound system. You know. So all these people are talking about. But let's talk about how many people are coming for Fajr Namaz. And what effort was made. 25 million rand was spent, subhanAllah. But how much time and effort was spent in making that masjid abad, filling the masjid. So this must be our mindset. We correct our mindset. And many, many other points which we won't be able to cover today. Don't quarrel or argue with anyone in the masjid. This violates the sanctity of the masjid. Allahu Akbar, I was witness. People swearing each other, sometimes in Ramadan, become heated in and around the masjid. It's a very, very wrong atmosphere that is created. And why? Because of parking. Because of parking. So we should be the better person. We should be the better person. Qalu salama. When a person sees someone is being ignorant, then I am wrong. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana za'imu bi baytin fi rabadi al-jannah liman taraka al-mira wa in kana muhiqa. Even if you're right and you leave out an argument, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said, I give you guarantee of a place in Jannat. I give you guarantee, entry-level place in Jannat if you leave out arguments, even if you're right. Then, if there's a roof of the masjid, one should not climb onto the roof unnecessarily. One should not force himself over the necks of people into the saf. And don't reach that obstructs people. For example, the sliding door, people need to go out. Now we need salah right there. We're talking about nafil salah, for example, or sunnat. So we Like a person will park in such a way that he doesn't obstruct anyone. So when we're reading our salah too, we think if the person in front of me needs to exit, I mustn't obstruct him. And there are many, many other rules and regulations of the masjid. Most of them we have covered. The whole ethos and theme is to respect the masjid. That's the whole basis of most of these masail and rules, is that a person should have absolute respect for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he will gain the maximum. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and the ability to bring these qualities in our life.